us. Everybody in the whole wide world, everybody needs Jesus. Everybody has a right to know.
Hello, and welcome to the Sunday, October 12th edition of our podcast. As you've probably already noticed, this is not Matt, but Cindy, delivering all the news that is news here in Serbia. You'll have to pardon my froggy throat. All three of us have been fighting this cold allergy thing that's been going around for the last week or two. So while we feel really pretty good, we don't sound so great. And so you'll have to kind of overlook that as I go through my first ever podcast experience. Matt usually does this kind of thing, but it's only fitting that I should try my hand at it too, since it's not just his experience here, but mine too. And I guess maybe when Lydia is talking a little bit more, we'll let her have a turn too. She does talk quite a lot, not always such that we can understand. She certainly knows how to say no with this lovely attitude, but all children go through that, and we are certainly in the adventure of training her up in the way that she should go and helping her to understand what is okay and what is not okay. So right now I'm trying to get her to say yes, mommy, instead of no. Her other favorite word is noddy. Noddy. Matt has mentioned that in a previous podcast that she's discovered noddy and really enjoys it. This morning when we were having a time of worship with some of our American friends, Lydia had some kind of naughty fit or something. She just broke out in naughty, 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 naughty for about a minute solid. It was a little embarrassing, but mostly pretty hilarious. So I'm only sorry that I didn't get it on tape. But I'm not going to try to encourage her to repeat said naughty fit. I really don't want to have that happen again, as funny as it was. Matt gave me an opportunity this week to kind of share some of the things that have been going on because I, for a change, had the busier week of the two of us. More often it is Matt who has made some great friendships with some Serbian guys, and he's going out for coffee and doing some other things. And while I certainly keep busy, more of my busyness involves Lydia and being home, and so I don't always have a chance to get out and go do girl things on my own. But Matt was very gracious this week and had some daddy time with Lydia while I went out and about with some new and some old friends, and I'm excited to share that with you all back home. The first thing I did this week was go out for coffee with my new friend Jelena. Matt actually met Jelena not too long after we got here. She and her brother have a barber shop, hair salon in town, and he went there and got his hair cut. And of course, they speak English, and he enjoyed talking with them. And so he introduced me to Jelena a little bit ago, and so we had a chance to go for coffee, which actually was juice and water, but that's fine, on Tuesday night, and we had a great time together. It was really nice to be able to share with her a little bit about how God brought Matt and I together and just how he's blessed our marriage and our family, and I'm looking forward to more opportunities to share what God has done in our lives as we've walked through our childhoods and now almost 10 years of marriage. And almost 2 years of parenthood, which is just mind-boggling. But back to Jelena. She was just a lot of fun to spend time with, and 2 hours passed, and it seemed like 5 minutes. So I'm really excited to get a chance to spend more time with Jelena in the weeks and months to come. She's a really great girl. On Thursday in the afternoon, after class, I had the chance to go to softball practice. Many of you may not know, but I am now a softball player. I'm not unfamiliar with softball. I had the opportunity to play in PE back when I was in middle school, and we would go and play some of the other elementary schools, which was a fun experience, but not one that I hungered for when it came to high school. So I certainly didn't play organized sports like that when I was older. My idea of sport was marching band, maybe skiing, that kind of thing. But it's been a really great time. My friend Morella got involved with it with another American friend of ours a while ago, and she just fell in love with it, and she's really excited about trying to encourage some of her friends to get involved. So we have been meeting the last few weeks to practice in the park on Saturdays and sometimes during the week, and usually we warm up and we throw some balls around and we have some batting practice, fielding practice. And I'm happy to report that I am not terrible. I manage to catch the ball most of the time. I manage to hit the ball relatively decently, which is a great encouragement to me as I am firmly into my 30s, that I can kind of keep up with my younger friends a little bit. It's great exercise. I'm always sore the next day, but it's a good kind of sore. And the best part is just the fellowship with other girls. We certainly have a lot of fun when we're playing together, and I'm looking forward to meeting new girls and encouraging them to get involved in something like this. It's always fun to get together and do something that is good for you, good for your body, good for your mind and your spirit. And so we'll just pray that God would draw more girls to come and hang out with us and spend some time playing together. Morella and I went out for coffee after softball practice, and she took me to this cafe she really likes, and we had a great time just sharing together the things that God has done and is doing in our lives. And it was just wonderful to fellowship with Morella. She's a wonderful girl. She loves God, and it was just really exciting to spend time with her and just to hear the things that God does in her life, and it was just a great time of fellowship together, and I'm looking forward to more time with her as we are continuing our sojourn here in Serbia. And then on Saturday was a big day. Some of my American friends and some of our Serbian friends piled in the car and headed to Belgrade, which is about a 3-hour trip, to attend a sisters' conference at a church up there. And it was really exciting to spend time with so many sisters in Christ. There were ladies from Bosnia and Croatia. I believe there were some Finnish women there and a Swedish woman. There were Roma believers, and it was so exciting to all worship together. One of my American friends and I, who haven't, neither of us have been here for very long and don't have enough language to be able to understand a whole lot of what's going on just yet, we're very blessed to have a translator who shared with us what was being said, and it was such an encouragement to worship together, to hear familiar hymns and praise choruses in Serbian, and also to hear some new songs, to hear the testimonies of a few of the ladies who, you know, God just worked amazing things in their lives, and how He's using them now just to hear a message from a sister about serving God together. It was a wonderful day, and I will always remember. And I'm looking forward to next year. They have this conference every October, and I'm just praying that next year I won't need a translator, that God will just help me to absorb Serbian into my mind and to be able to understand it the same way I understand English. But even if not, that's okay too. Just to be able to spend time with sisters when you don't understand a word is still an encouragement, to know that even when you don't speak the same language, you serve the same God, and he is awesome. We had a great time of fellowship together, which included a stop at the mall and McDonald's, which was oh so very good. I don't necessarily crave McDonald's, but it was certainly a nice treat. I even brought some home for Matt and Lydia, so I know they'll enjoy that. I've certainly enjoyed sharing with everyone some of the things that I've been up to this week, and I suppose Matt will be back next week, but maybe we'll start taking turns doing this podcast thing and see where it goes from here. Hope y'all have a wonderful week, and we'll look forward to sharing more later. Ciao.
someone who loved us so. He's the perfect man, he's the Lord's own son. He's the Lamb of God, he's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow. Of the blood that flowed down Jesus' face, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can keep our hearts from growing cold. Gold is the color of the morning sun that shines so freely on everyone. It's the sun above that keeps us warm. It's the sun of love that calms the storm, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold. Brown is the color of the autumn leaves when the winter comes to the barren trees. There is birth, there is death, there is a plan, and there's just one God, and there's just one man that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make our sins as white as snow, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold, that can give us life, that can life, that can